Okay, item number four on our agenda. Discussion and possible action on the replacement of Royce Premier Fund by David Thompson, Chief Financial Officer.
The last two agenda items are to try to improve the portfolio's performance. The Royce Premier Fund, which we will talk about, has been underperforming, so we want to replace that one. And the last agenda is also another fund that could be better in performance. So the goal really is to get this back up to 6.5%.
This ain't easy to find out here.
No. Thanks for saying that. It felt pretty dumb.
Once you get the knack, it's okay.
Yeah. Beautiful building.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
You said that you had to register in advance into your database?
Yes. If you want to sign up for anything, whoever handles your profile on our website, we need to add to.
So the goal here is to, Richard will walk through and discuss why he wants to replace the Royce Premier Fund. And then he has two recommendations for replace those funds with, and he'll explain why he's chosen those two funds. And then we will move on to see if he wants to accept the resolution. I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you. Royce Premier, we'll look at the numbers here in a minute, but Peter and Leroy know has underperformed for an extended period of time. They were on the part of the investments of the plan when I first started working with them. I looked at Royce Premier. Royce Premier had a history of being a very good manager. It came through the 2008-2009 time frame doing quite well, but then we roll into 2010 and 11, and all of a sudden their relative performance really dropped off. So we were losing ground against what other managers were doing and what the overall index, small and mid index, was doing over that time frame. On page one, there's information on the plans that I went to research and said, hey, I've got a manager that I think needs to be replaced. Who do you have here that's in the same type of size investment, same area, but seems like they've got a strategy that's working much better? And they gave me a number of different managers. They have Broadview Opportunity, Diamond Hill Small Mid Cap, Lazard Small Mid Cap. I said the other thing besides those managers that I really like to look at is an index manager that is actually managing to the index with low fees. So rather than just look at the index and how they're doing against the index, we have an opportunity here to say, hey, we could use this manager in replacement of what was going on.
Keep fees down.
And we'll see how this has gone when I go through the rest of it here. But you can see on the chart on page three,
there
it worked. Okay. The chart on page three that the managers are in that core growth area, small mid cap area. They're doing relatively the same, or shopping in the same store for what they want to invest in. So I think that we've got a choice of here who should we then look at from the standpoint of overall performance. And then on page four, there we go. looking out over the last 10 years, and I'm glad that the last 10 years finally got there. We had one manager that had 9 years as of last September, but as we updated this report through, and I had given this report actually to the prior board at the last meeting, saying, "Hey, take a look at this because I want to discuss it when we get back together again in February, if I was lucky enough to be back with you." But there's one change in here, and that change is I decided instead of having an index in that they were beating, they had to beat a manager of an index, which is the Vanguard Midcap Index, core index in here. And if you look out over the 10 years, the Royce Premier Fund over 10 years is 6.6%. Broadview Opportunity is 8.2%. Diamond Hill is 8.7%. Lazard Small Mid is 7.9%. The index is 7.9%. So very competitive long-term numbers out of the index and out of the other managers, with the exception of the Royce Premier Fund. And even though Royce Premier at 6.6 is like 1.3 below the index over the 10-year time frame, just look at the 5-year number and you see how far they fell off.
They went in the tank 2012.
They went in the tank.
Never get it back. Diamond Hills looks pretty strong. They were the first or second, like the index fund on most of those times.
Diamond Hill is a very well-run fund, and, you know, jumping ahead of myself, that is the recommended active manager in this group.
Hey, Richard?
Yes.
I went back and did 5-year. Diamond Hill had a negative 30.71. Royce Premier of negative 38.67 and VO of plus 37.17 for the same 5-year period. Or I got wrong numbers.
What 5-year period?
Last five.
Year end?
Yeah, year end.
Well, year
I may
end,
be wrong. I mean, when I looked
end,
at it,
Diamond Hill is 11.4.
And
Lazard Vanguard is 11.5. So 11.4, 11.5. They're real close.
Well, those are totally different than what you're saying.
Well, this is cumulative. This is annual, correct? Mine was,
this is
mine's trailing. Yeah, mine's trailing. My numbers were trailing 5 year and so forth.
Okay.
Oh, you mean five years ago? Well, that's interesting, because then if you look year by year down on page 5, oops, 5 years ago or year by year on page 5, in 2006, there's not a lot of difference in how all the plans did. 2007. There's a differentiation here, and the two that actually had significant, if you will, up performance over that time frame are Vanguard and the Royce Premier. And that's what I said earlier, is that in the 2007-2009, Royce Premier did okay. They did okay. 2008, Royce Premier had the best performance. That was the big down year. 2009, Royce Premier lagged everyone else, and far and away the best winner in that particular time frame was Lazard. the Diamond Hill, if you will, did very, very well over that time frame, right in line with the index. Above the index in 2010, a little bit better than the index 2012, slightly under 2011, slightly under in 2012. and outperform the index in 2013, 114. With long-term numbers slightly above the index and better performance, if you will, on the downside in 2008, my whole thought process on this, and I'm a big believer, as you could probably tell, maybe Peter and Leroy can tell, is that I believe in diversification. If we can get diversification, I'm happier than if I've got to just put all my eggs in a couple of baskets.
Is the Vanguard an actual ETF and the others are mutual funds?
That's right. And the Vanguard...
How many stocks are in the ETF, the Vanguard?
Excuse me?
And the Vanguard is non-managed, it's just a selection of stocks? And how
it is the Russell Midcap. It is the index, it's managed to the index of the Russell Midcap with a low fee.
What's the difference in fees?
Well,
A little bit higher than you normally expect in an ETF.
0.09.
Well, the more the more securities are in there, the more expensive it is to run the ETF. So yeah, it is slightly high compared to other index funds. 9 basis points versus Diamond Hill, which is 1%. And all the returns we've been seeing have been net of fees. So I think that it's to get the downside protection in a year when we have a big negative impact, it's worth paying a little bit for it. But what I also think is that looking at the fact that not every year Diamond Hill and the Vanguard ETF perform exactly the same, that you get some diversification out of putting the two together.
Also, Vanguard ETF is actually the benchmark for the other four also.
Yeah.
It doesn't, mid-caps and small-caps typically perform better coming out of a bad market.
Yes. And especially with what's happened here this last year, there's been a yes, I think an oversale of small and mid-cap securities. So I think we should stay there. We have exposure there. I just think we need to change the investment advisor on the account from Royce Premier to a half Diamond Hill and half the Vanguard Mid-Cap.
Anything else on that? Peter, you have any other questions?
No, sir. Thank you for asking.
In effect, what that would do is reduce our fee in the space from 98 basis points down to 55.
Okay. Anything else? Want to read the resolution?
Yeah. Be it resolved that Brazos River Authority Retirement Committee hereby accepts the recommendation that the investment in Royce Premier Fund is to be liquidated. Be it further resolved that the proceeds of the liquidation be invested in approximately equal amounts in the Diamond Hill Small Mid-Cap Funds, DHMIX, and the Vanguard Mid-Cap ETF, VO.
You've heard a reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Second. Is this second? By Sal. Please poll the committee.
Chairman Tallis.
Yes.
Director Zaccanino.
Yes.
Director Bennis.
Yes.
Director Luton.
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.
Mr. Collinsworth?
Yes.
Mr. Forte?
Yes.
Mr. Wheelis?
Yes.